Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. Oh, hump day. It's like Friday Eve in a way this week. I hope you have the third off. A lot of people do.
Uh-huh.
Off is a relative term these days, as we're all, a lot of us are working from home. And as Vinny warned, remember, there's going to be plenty of oversized vehicles that no one's ever driven before out on the roads.
Listen to this. I love this one.
All right.
Sorry, I wasn't planning to, but since you mentioned it, I'll...
Somebody text in about the RV situation.
Listening to your story on elevated RV rentals from our RV rental. Don't worry, we're good drivers. We promise. Love you guys. All right.
They're the one good driver out there. We believe you.
One thing I've noticed.
Stay home.
Right. No doubt. One thing I've noticed about bad drivers is they always think they're good drivers.
Yeah. Yes. Hi, Vinny. I see your hand is up there.
Yeah, my hand's up. Right.
It's so true.
I'm a great driver. I got this.
Yikes. You're scaring me. Anyway, it's hump day. And it's all downhill from here.
Hump day.
Yep. So, Celebrity Trash brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Podcast. New episodes every Monday. This past Monday, Hooman was on, along with that ultra cyclist, Paul Webb. Hooman is actually, I'm expecting him to walk into my backyard any moment. John,
I was going to say, Hooman seems to be broadcasting everywhere but here these days. So, it's nice to see him come in. That's good.
Yes, I agree. I would, you know, Bryn and I have been putting the screws to him. Like, get your, you know, he needed to show that his doctor said he was okay to come back to work.
Oh,
there's all kinds of stuff.
Gallbladder is no longer a problem.
Management approval.
Management approval. Got to get it all set. They still can't go into the building. Thus, they're going to come to my house. And, you know, John is, I can hear John getting ready right now. He's going to get them all set up out there so that there's no contact between any of us. I can't offer them any coffee or other beverages. Bad hostess. But anyway, he's going to be here today with Marcus Osborne. This is the original KO movie review team, and 9 o'clock they're going to join us on the air.
All right,
and we can hold Hooman's feet to the fire and see what he's been up to. I'm going to start with Nude Dragons.
Said that, and I don't understand.
It's an anagram, so it's a rearrangement of an actual band's name. You want to take a guess at that?
Nude Dragons.
Yeah.
Nope, I don't want to take a guess.
It's Soundgarden.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I love Soundgarden.
Well, why wouldn't I do a story about Soundgarden for you?
They're one of my all-time favorites.
So the surviving members of Soundgarden are now the Nude Dragons. Kim Thayil, Matt Cameron, and Ben Shepherd have started a new social media accounts under the name Nude Dragons. There's no official announcement yet, but it's you know, worth pointing out that Nude Dragons is an anagram of Soundgarden, and the band did perform under that when they made their first public return as a group in 2010, apparently.
Oh, so it has. So they have history with it.
Has a little history, and the fact that there's now these accounts that are Nude Dragons may mean that there's, while there won't be any Chris Cornell fronting the band, obviously, as he tragically passed a couple of years ago, which is hard to believe years have passed.
I know.
His voice just will be forever missed. But Nude Dragons, I don't know who they'll get to sing. Maybe one of them will take over.
It's unlikely they can do anything there.
Yep.
There's no one can sing like that. It's not really possible. So I don't know what they can hope to.
But, you know, it's got to be hard for a band that has that kind of success to lose their lead singer and then to be basically told, well, you can't do anything else. You know what I mean? Like your career's over.
No, I
fully
understand.
As that band. So it's.
And there's a ton of artists that a lot of bands have dealt with this. You know, Blind Melon lost their lead singer. Sublime lost their lead singer. Alice in Chains was able to continue. But Alice in Chains, the guitar player did a lot of the harmonizing on those songs. So there's still some similar sound.
Yep.
How Sublime found a guy that Rome guy sounds amazing. So how they were able to find, maybe that's an example of, sure, there's another guy out there can do it.
Maybe they pull a Journey and they find a guy who's fronting a Soundgarden cover band, tribute band, that is just like, holy crap, that guy sounds like Chris.
Right. So maybe.
Maybe.
I wish him the best. I do love
absolutely.
Soundgarden, and I know that when you
they're more than just a singer.
All of your life's energy into creating this art, and then your singer passes for whatever reason, and now you're just sitting there going, so we're done?
How can this be?
But everything, my whole life is this.
Right.
Stinks.
Right, it does stink. Kanye West is teasing a new album. It's called God's Country. Are they in like Colorado or Wyoming or something?
Thought you said it was Wyoming.
I think that's it. So I don't know if that's, you know, if he recorded it there and if that's, you know, the inspiration. But he did tease a short excerpt of a song called Wash Us in the Blood. This actually came out on Twitter on Monday and we just didn't get to it yesterday. So we've got a little bit of a new song, Wash Us in the Blood, and he announced he plans to release a new album called God's Country. I don't see a release date on this. Last Christmas is the last time he put anything out. The Sunday Service Choir put out a 19 song collection called Jesus Is Born. So that's the last thing we've heard from him. But Bryn, do you have that ready? Let's do Wash Us in the Blood. Apparently just a little snippet. That's it? I can't hear you.
That's it.
Oh.
Yeah, that's it. It's a sneak peek at the production. I'm not sure.
Sure, I guess.
It wasn't easy listening. That was a little hard on my ears, actually.
No, that wasn't right. Sure, it's, you know. Well, he likes to challenge us, Vin, so.
All right.
Just a little bit more on Kanye here. As you know, when you're Kim and Kanye, it's hard to come up with some new and exciting thing for every birthday, anniversary, honest to God, they go so overboard with some of this stuff. You're like, well, I'm looking forward to next year. The hell are they going to do? So I don't know when her birthday is. I'm sure it's in the story somewhere. I just looked at the pictures to tell you the truth. Let's see. She turned 39 and she she's 39 years old.
Right.
Oh, I guess it was yesterday. Boy, he's going to have to go crazy for her 40th birthday. Oh, my God, I can't wait. Kanye took her bathroom, or one of her bathrooms, I assume. I don't know how many. These seem to be people who have.
Were you looking for Kim's birthday?
Yeah, Kim Kardashian's birthday.
It says October 21st.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe this is just a random day. So she's going to be 40 in October?
Yes.
All right. No wonder I couldn't find the date of her birthday in this story. So for no reason other than she's amazing, he transformed her bathroom, because I guess they each have their own, into an enchanted forest. And there are some pictures of it up there. The bathtub I can barely see it because it's so covered with flora. It looks like one of those poured cement ones, Vinny, you know, with the hard angles kind of in a rectangular shape.
Okay.
The whole thing is, I don't know if he put these things in dirt and just later somebody's going to have to come in and clean this all up, or if they're just potted and stuck in there. But there's just copious amounts of just foliage, and it's all in sort of weird colors too, like pale silver and pale lavender looking.
In the bathtub.
In the tub and all around the bathtub too. I mean, the whole room is apparently filled. I'm just looking at the pictures that she provided. But, oh boy, I just assumed that was a birthday surprise because they go so over the top. I think it was a couple of anniversaries ago that he had that sax player, Kenny G.
Kenny G, yeah.
In
yeah,
a room G. full of vases. That was a
Valentine's Day, I believe.
Oh, the just a Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. We should get like a whole thing on what they've done for each other and the gifts they've given over the last however many years. How long have they been married? 7 or 8 years? God.
You got me.
That's a lot of pressure. I wonder if they have like whole teams of people that are like, okay, the next holiday is this one.
That's what I'd have to do.
Yeah.
I'm not built for it at all. I'd be like, this is a pain in my ass. I don't want to do this much stuff all the time. I don't know why I started this, but right. I want out.
And
I don't want to do it anymore.
I agree. I know. It's almost like they break up just for that reason. Like, I can't handle planning another amazing thing
but
for
you. But, you know, there's also another side to that. And I discussed this with many married men through the years. And what they've said is, you know, you keep your wife extremely happy and she'll keep you extremely happy.
That is
and
true.
And if you let the day-to-day grind get in the way, you will be less happy and so will she. And so I can see both sides. I just can't
That's
keep up
wrong.
That management. I can't, personally. It's a lot.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't want to say it's easy for Kim and Kanye, but they absolutely have a staff and a budget.
Right.
There's no question. Like, you know, okay, at next week's meeting, I'm going to want to hear everyone's ideas for Kanye's upcoming 45th birthday. The best idea will get $100 as a bonus or whatever.
And some free Skims.
And free right. Skims and my free contouring makeup.
They started dating in 2012 while she was still married, legally married to Humphries.
Oh, my and, God. That was only 8 years ago?
Oh. Yeah. The divorce was finalized in 2013, and they got engaged on her 33rd birthday. And was married on 2014. In 2014,
didn't
so
they
six
get,
years
they
now.
They got engaged right at AT&T Park, didn't they?
Oh, that's right.
So.
Yeah.
You know what's weird is I've only watched that show two or three times. It was way, way back, like 10 years ago or whatever. And yeah. I watched it because the stories kept coming up on our trash, and I'm like, I guess I need to know what this is about. So I saw the show that. Chloe and Courtney did.
Chloe and Courtney take New York
Miami.
Or Miami
take,
or
uh-huh, yeah.
I think
yeah.
I saw a couple of those, and then I saw a couple of the regular Kardashian episodes. And on one of them, of the I don't know how many hundreds they've done, but on the one of maybe two that I saw, Kanye was lurking around, and he had that weird like. All I can say is I know as a guy who's had girlfriends through the years, if I saw someone lurking around like that, I'd be like, that guy, uh-uh.
Oh.
That guy is trying to, no, he can't be
like
around.
Like just trying That's, to infiltrate the group or?
I think he was trying to get her. He was being a friend, but he was not, but it was clear, like, why are you hanging around?
Well, he's and always said he loves her.
Well, and that's why.
I
mean,
I don't think they weren't together.
He was just around, and I thought that seems fishy.
I'm just a friend trying to get her to wear my leather jogging pants.
Whatever.
Yeah. Well, now they're under the pressure of outdoing whatever was done last. I mean, honest to God, it seems like a full-time job. It probably is for more than one person.
Part of my point was he's clearly obsessed with her.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, just for no reason other than a surprise, he turned her bathroom into an enchanted forest. I want to make sure I get to this because I haven't heard this, but Bryn is frothing over it. He sent me the story this morning. Dan and Shay, they're country stars. Obviously, like everyone else, they've had to push back all their 2020 dates. Mm-hmm. They had a big arena tour that was supposed to begin on July 30th. They recently performed on the new HBO Max show, which is called the Not Too Late Show with Elmo.
Oh.
It's like a Sesame Street spinoff that's all designed right. as a mock late night show for kids, but obviously kids aren't up at 11:30, so not too late. And they have celebrity hosts and appearances and performances for the young audience. And Dan and Shay went on there. I guess that this is a classic song from Sesame Street. I'm not sure if I'll recognize it or not, but they performed it, and Bryn loved it. So we're going to hear a little of Dan and Shay.
Do you want to hear Elmo intro it too?
Oh, sure. Give me the whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's worth it, right? Here it is.
It's time for Elmo to brush his teeth and to welcome our musical guests. Ladies and gentlemen, Dan and Shay.
Adorable. And I'll just jump to some of the good parts of their singing here.
So if I should visit the moon, well, I'll dance on a moonbeam, and then I will make a wish on a star, and I wish I was home once again. Though I'd like to look down at the earth from above, I would miss all the places and people I love. So although I may go, I'll be coming home soon, 'cause I don't wanna live on the moon. No, I don't want to live on the moon.
Isn't that pretty? That's so pretty. Boy, they have a very elaborate set for the Elmo Not Too Late show. That's so
neat.
Pretty. Good for them. That's very sweet. And way to expose yourself to a whole new audience. And we'll end with this. Miley Cyrus. This past weekend, I had mentioned it a couple times last week, the Global Citizens Global Goal Unite for Our Future live stream happened on Saturday night. The Rock hosted it. And so it was exactly what you think. Performances from various artists in different places, from their homes or from places where there was no audience. Like, look at Bryn's screen right now, Vinny. You can see Miley Cyrus standing alone in the Rose Bowl. And here she is with her performance.
Today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now those days are gone and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind and opened up the door. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being around. Oh, help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please help me? And now my life
is great because they keep... I mean, the photography is all like drone done, and they've got help written huge on the. She's standing on the point, on the exclamation point on the field. And so she's a tiny little dot in the middle of the Rose Bowl. It's very cute. And this was just one of the many performances that you can find on YouTube. And there's actually, this story is out of Rolling Stone, so I'm sure if you go to them online, you'll find links to all of this stuff. All right, Vincent, what's.
To like her.
Oh, go ahead.
Nope.
Look
that's
at that
it.
Cute haircut, too.
I continue to like her. She's really, really good. I got a lot of stuff, including a reuniting with a nurse and her baby. It's a nice story. Also, steak and more after these.
Oh, steak.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.